Hello and welcome to Agents of Narrative. This is the best songs of April 2022. I'm your host, Damien Gibson. Just quickly, I want to thank all the new listeners who've jumped on board in the last 6 to 8 weeks. It does take a bit to make this show, so when people are downloading it, it makes it all worthwhile because I'm a narcissist and I want to be famous. There's probably some truth in that, but I love music and I love sharing it with you guys. So let's get straight into it. The first song is from an Australian band for the new listeners in the UK and US. That's where I'm from. The accent probably gives it away. The Smith Street Band have a new song called I Don't Want to Do Nothing Forever. It's the first single off their upcoming new sixth album, which is yet untitled. They're on a regional tour in Australia at the moment, but I'm sure once the album is released, they'll be touring everywhere. This new song is a really good one. A return to the sound of their sort of first or second album, which is, for me, as a sort of long-term fan of theirs, quite promising. Not that I haven't liked the more recent albums, but I still go back to those albums quite a bit. So let's check it out. This is their new song, I Don't Want to Do Nothing Forever. I keep dreaming that my hair's falling out. I wake up and feel a whole day. I'm just gonna do nothing forever. I don't wanna do nothing forever. I don't wanna do nothing forever. I don't wanna do nothing forever. I keep dreaming that I'm falling off a cliff. I don't try stuff and drop, I just go with it. And I kick the pillow and I wake the dog. Do we do when football season ends? What is the difference between weekdays and weekends? My
was it all for?
New single from Smith Street Band there, I Don't Want to Do Nothing Forever, coming off their new album, which will be out soon. Next song is from Gaz Coombs, one-time frontman of Supergrass. I suppose he kind of still is. Those guys were doing a sort of reformation tour pre-pandemic, which got caught up in the craziness of the last 2 years. But this is a new song called Sonny the Strong. It's about Sonny Liston, the boxer. So interesting topic, but I suppose when you kind of get into your middle age and you're a well-off, comfortable rock star, you're not really singing about keeping your teeth clean anymore. But it's a really good song. I've found Gaz Coombs' solo career really interesting, especially sonically. Like, without the band, he seems kind of freer to experiment. So this one's a bit of a slow one, but just really lush, a lot of different layers going on. And like I say, a sort of interesting concept lyrically. So let's check it out. This is Gaz Coombs' new song, Sonny the Strong.
Sonny the Strong paid over the odds. Nobody could hear the call of his pain. He was already aching, so many scars from a lonely life in and out of the bars. He had a fire raging inside, the only way that he could survive. Took all his faith till the sun became the champion, the unknown king. Now at the top, life is never the same. When all he could hear was the call of his name, he wanted love. Hard to find.
Gaz Coombs even there with his new single Sonny the Strong. Next up is a new song from another singer-songwriter, Kelly Stoltz. I saw Kelly Stoltz play a gig in the backyard of a tiny little bar called St. Jerome's in Melbourne. I mean, I can't tell you how small this place was, and the fact that anybody played there is ridiculous. I think Lily Allen played there. Just weird big name bands would play. St. Jerome's was the birthplace of the Laneway Festival, which was quite a big festival here in Australia. I'm not even sure if that's still going. I mean, the pandemic's kind of just completely scattered things to the wind. So whether it comes back or not, I'm not sure. But this Kelly Stoltz song very much sounds like it's been recorded in a home studio, but it's kind of the charm of Kelly Stoltz. Anyway, it's very, very good indie pop rock music. Let's have a listen to it. The song's called We Grew So Far Apart.
I'm not paying my
That was Kelly Stoltz with We Grew So Far Apart. I love the just ridiculously clean electric guitar sound on that. I mean, there's just nothing. It's so nude. I can only imagine that most producers would be like, we got to do something with that guitar sound, man. But when you're recording on your own, sort of doing things off your own bat, you can make those decisions. I think it really pays off. The next song is called Turn Up the Sunshine. This is unfortunately from a soundtrack, a Minion soundtrack, Rise of the Gru, whatever the fuck that means. But this is a really good song. Tame Impala are one of those weird bands that everybody else seems to love, and I am always kind of nonplussed by. The first couple of albums I was sort of into, but I found everything since then quite bland. But this is this kind of has real The Avalanche's energy for me, which is kind of a departure. Diana Ross on it, obviously a soul and R&B legend, and a real summer tune, which being in Melbourne at the moment doesn't really fit, but I'm sure for our Northern Hemisphere cousins, it fits the bill. Anyway, here it is, Tame Impala and Diana Ross with Turn Up the Sunshine.
Turn up the sunshine, sing about all the boys and girls.
Tame Impala and Diana Ross. What a weird pairing, but a good tune. Turn Up the Sunshine. Really like that one a lot. Last song. It's a quick episode this month because I spent so long getting things together. So I just want to quickly get one out to say hi, get some tunes in front of you guys, and then hopefully try and do a more in-depth episode for May. My song of the month is, I don't know why I always do that in a faux Alan Partridge, it's my song of the month voice, but it's a song called Punk Rock Loser by Viagra Boys. Viagra Boys are kind of part of this post-punk movement that is, happening at the moment. Yard Act, Idols, Fontaines DC. This is, I wouldn't say necessarily a departure, but it is, I feel like there's more pop elements to this than maybe anything that Viagra Boys have done before. Still with like a real sense of humor and kind of, an anarchic presentation. But it's a really good song. Like, it's really catchy. It stays in my head. I can't stop singing it to myself around the apartment. So I'm going to leave you guys there. Have a good month. Look after yourselves. And here's the Viagra Boys with a Punk Rock Loser. Turn it up.
I'm loose, baby.